Bishop Jorge Patron Wong is coadjutor of the Papantla Diocese on the Gulf of Mexico. He spoke with Philippa Hitchin about what Pope Benedict's visit means for the Mexican people.
For the whole church in Mexico, the presence of the Holy Father represents the feeling and the experience of the love of God and the presence of the church. In the Mexican culture and the Mexican church, and I would speak also about Latin American, because the Pope Benedict goes to Mexico to speak to all Latin America from Mexico. For us, there are three main forces in our culture and in our Catholic faith. First is the love of the Eucharist. It's a very popular popular devotion, a practical spirituality that we have towards the Eucharist. Secondly, the love and veneration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially the Virgin of Guadalupe. And thirdly, the fidelity and love to the Pope. The many visits that John Paul II did to Mexico and Latin America, and the last year, the relics of John Paul II that gathered more than 30 million of Mexicans, show how deeply inside is this love to the Pope. This faith that the Pope is the Vicar of Christ, and when at the presence of the Vicar of Christ is the presence of Christ himself. And all the words, all the gestures of Pope Benedict will be the light of the Word of God.
You say that he's coming to Mexico, but he'll be speaking to the whole of the region, the whole of Latin America. Do you expect many Catholics, many people to come from different countries to be there for this visit?
There will be representatives from all the countries of Latin America. It will come the representative, the episcopal representative of all Latin American countries and the Caribbean. The bishop will have a moment of prayer, evening prayer, a gathering with the Pope, and he will address a special message to all the bishops of all Latin America. And in this mass that he will have in a bicentennial park, that means the commemoration of 200 of independence life for all Latin America, he will give a message for everyone. I'm sure that will come different vocations, I mean consecrated life, laity, and of course priests and bishops from all America Latina to bring this message to their own countries. So we are very happy. And actually, there is a beautiful, lively, spiritual preparation and pastoral preparation.
Tell us a bit more about that. How have you been trying to prepare people to really get the most out of this visit, this short visit?
Yeah. First of all, in all our dioceses are taking place a catechetical sessions from children to young people and adults. So we can deepen our knowledge and our faith about what's the Holy Father. Secondly, there's a personal approach of everyone with the person of Benedicto, you know, because it's like having a good visitor, we say, you know, a guest that is coming. So the people has got to read, to comment on all the mass media about the life of Benedicto, and also the message that Benedicto has given to the whole world in almost 6 years of his pontificate. But also, the preparations have this spiritual unity because everybody is praying, so that we'll be sensible and open to receive the graces that God will give us through the visit of the Pope.
The church has not always had an easy time in Mexico. There have been notable conflicts with the government, with the state. What kind of message do you hope he will be bringing broadly to the country as well as just to the faithful?
That the faith, the Catholic faith, has been always in the history of Mexico for the good of the people. That the Catholic Church, in the difficult moments of the history of the Mexicans, has been always light, has been always courage, and a spirit of family, of unity for everyone. The fact that the president of Mexico, Felipe Calderón, had invited personally twice to the Holy Father, and the second time that he did it was when the president, Felipe Calderón, came with his wife to the beatification of John Paul II. He gave personally to Pope Benedict the invitation to go to Mexico, and he said, Mexico needs your presence, needs your message. What does that mean? It means that Mexico has a country, evaluates positively the presence of the Pope and the mission of the Church, of the Catholic Church. I'm talking about the president that is invited. Everybody knows in Mexico, even all our brothers that don't have our faith, everybody knows in Mexico that the visit of the Pope will be for the better of the Mexican efforts to have a country that we can live with more justice, more peace, more brotherhood, more unity. The experiences we had five times with the five pieces of John Paul II has shown that. It's not a theory. Every time that the Pope came to Mexico, things went better. So this time will happen again. You know, the Pope will come to Mexico and things will be better for everyone.
Finally, you personally, as a bishop, as a church leader, what are you hoping will be the most lasting legacy, if you like, of this visit to your country?
To renew our joy of being Catholics, of believing in Christ, to be joyful, to live our faith. I think that joy and hope is what we need in Mexico. We can enjoy, you know, to live our faith in Christ and give hope in everything, every word, every action that we can make, we can do.
Just tell us a little bit about the places the Pope will be visiting and why he's going to those places.
Yeah. The Pope is going to visit a very symbolic place. He's going right to the center of the country, where has been an enormous, huge Christ the King that symbolizes all the Mexican martyrs that gave their life with that cry, Cristo nuestro Rey, Cristo Rey, Christ the King. You know, they died for their faith. So in that place, that is the center of Mexico, he wants to have this mass with all the representative of all dioceses of Mexico and representative of American Latina to say that from Christ the King, we can leave the problems and difficult situation that we are facing. In that place, that diocese, is one of the places that Pope John Paul II couldn't visit. So that also symbolized that the Papa Benedicto is continuing the presence of the Pope in Mexico and the presence of the Church in Latin America.
And the other place that he's visiting?
Yeah, he's visiting León and Guanajuato. Also, in those places, this other symbolic means is where it started the independence effort of the Mexicans. So that's also a symbolic, historical place of the independence movement.